Okay, today's Daf Mem. We're going to have to go back a few lines to Daf Lamed Tes Amud Beis to start over from the beginning of this story, because Machlokas is today's not an easy Daf at all. The Machlokas that we started yesterday with Rav Yanai, and we have to go back to the beginning of that to get a flow of what's going on here. Today's Shir is sponsored by Avrumi and Chavi Khan, Le'il Nishmas Avrumi's father, Moshe Eliezer ben Binyamin HaKohen. Okay, so we're going to start from Amar Rav Yanai. It's 10 lines from the bottom. Amar Rav Yanai. So Rav Yanai makes the following statement. Amar Rav Yanai. Aliyas gorel mitoch kalpi, picking out the gorels from the box, that's ma'akeves. That's ma'akev. That must be done. It's not only a mitzvah, it's also ma'akev. Right? You have two things. You have a mitzvah, but if you didn't do it, it's not the end of the world. No. It's a mitzvah and it's ma'akev. But hanacha, putting the lotteries, those actual lotteries, those piece that says Lashem Lazel, putting them on the animal, that in ma'akevet. That's not ma'akev. So according to Rabbi Yanai, only the actual drawing of the lots is ma'akev. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Rabbi Yochanan says, af aliyah in ma'akevet. Even the lottery is not ma'akev. Brian Rashi explains, you'll just announce, that one's for Hashem, and that one's for Azazel. That's all. It's not ma'akev. It is a mitzvah, but it's not ma'akev. Now, Aliba de Rabbi Yehuda, according to the Rabbi Yehuda, there's a machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rav Nechemiah. There's a machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rav Nechemiah about what if the Kohen Gadol does things out of order, or apparently doesn't do them entirely, while he's wearing the big day lavan. So, Aliyah of Yehuda, according to Yehuda, the Amar, who says, Devarim hanasim the big day lavan, things that are done when the Kohen Gadol wears the big day lavan, mi bachot, and he's not in the Kodesh Kedashim. For example, picking a lottery, doing the lottery, that's big day lavan, but it's not done in the Kodesh Kedashim, it's done in full view of everybody, that lo ma'akva. So if it's done out of order, or if it's not done, it's not a big deal. It's a mitzvah. It's a very nice thing to do. It should be done. But if it's not done, it's not the end of the world. Loma Akva. So according to Yehuda, who holds that this is Loma Akva, then Kuli Alma Lo Pligi to Loma Akva. Rabbi Yanai and Rabbi Yochanan both agree, according to Yehuda, it's not Ma'akev. It's not a problem. Ki Pligi, when is the Machlokas between Rabbi Yanai and Rabbi Yochanan exist? When are they arguing about whether or not it's Ma'akev? Only Aliva de Rabbi Nechemiah. Only according to Rabbi Nechemiah. Who's Rabbi Nechemiah? He's the one who holds that everything has to be done by the Kohen Gadol, has to be done in order. It's all ma'akev. The whole Yom Kippur from A to Z is ma'akev. Doesn't make a difference where it is. His din of ma'akev is not just limited to the Kodesh Kedashim. It's everywhere. Therefore, picking the lottery, doing the lottery is ma'akev. Because it's done with Big Day Lavan. Everything done with Big Day Lavan is ma'akev. So, man to Amar ma'akva, according to Rabbi Yanai, who held that the big day, that the lottery is ma'akev, he holds Kerb Nechemiah. That fits very well. He holds a Kerb Nechemiah. Rabbi Yanai held it was ma'akev. Rabbi Nechemiah held everything is ma'akev. But Umanda Amar lo ma'akva, according to Rabbi Yochanan, who held the lottery is not ma'akev, so then why does Rabbi Nechemiah say everything is ma'akev? So the answer is Hani Mili Avoda. That's only by Avoda. By Avodos, yes, by Avodos, Rabbi Nechemiah holds everything is ma'akev. But Hagrola, during the lottery, a lot of avoda here, it's not an avoda. It's a hesher avoda, it's preparing, getting ready. It's not an actual avoda. So if it's done out of order, or if it's not done, it's no big deal. Now, that's what we all said yesterday. Now, Ikad Yomri. Now we have the exact opposite story. Aliba de Rabbi Nechemiah, according to Rabbi Nechemiah, the Amar who said, Ma'akva, it's Ma'akev, everything is Ma'akev. That is no machlokas between Rabbi Yanai and Rabbi Yochanan. Kuli alma lo pligi de ma'akva. Everybody agrees it's ma'akev. Ki pligi, when do they agree? When do they disagree? When do they argue, Rabbi Yanai and Rabbi Yochanan? When do they argue? Aliba de Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yehuda, who held that doing the lottery is not ma'akev. So now the question is going to be, so why does Rabbi Yanai say it is ma'akev? Right? So we're not answer for that. So, demand alma lo ma'akva, according to Rabbi Yochanan, who held that doing the lottery is not ma'akev, is Kerb Yehuda. He holds a Kerb Yehuda, straight out. Rabbi Yehuda said the avodos are that if it's done outside, it's not ma'akev. Rabbi Yochanan said that doing the lottery is not ma'akev. You have to hold kaf today, otherwise you have to hold kaf today. It's very complicated. There's four people here. There's Rabbi Yana and Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yehuda and Nechemia. And there's a Nika Diamri. There's two verses, so it's a lot of combinations. So, but Manda Amar Lo Ma'akva, according to Rabbi Yochanan, who held that Rabbi Yochanan said that doing the lottery is not Ma'akev, that's Rabbi Yehuda. That fits in very well. Umanda Amar Ma'akva, but why does Rabbi Yana hold that even according to Rabbi Yehuda, this is Ma'akev, this must be done, the lottery must be done? Why? Because Shani Hacha, the lottery is different. You know why? The Tana Bekra Asher Allah Trei Zimni. Because the Pasuk went out of its way to say the words Asher Allah when you raise up the lottery. And we have a din by Kodshim. Whenever the Torah repeats itself, it means it's Ma'akev. You're right. Rashi points out that this machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nechemia about things done not in the Kodesh Kedoshim, whether or not it's Ma'akev, is connected to a Pasuk of Chukah. It's a Chok, it must be done. So they have a machlokes about it. Whether or not it must be done, if it's not in the Kodesh Kedoshim, is it Ma'akev if you do it out of order, if you don't do it at all? However, but this, the lottery, it says it twice. We have a rule by Kodshim. When the Pasuk repeats itself twice, it's driving home a point, and it's emphasizing it is Ma'akev. It's not just a mitzvah, a lechatchila, a nice idea. It is Ma'akev. So yes, Rabbi Yehuda holds, normally, things that were not done in the Kodesh Kedoshim were not necessarily Ma'akev, but not the lottery. That's Ma'akev. So there's two versions. We have Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yana, and Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nechemia. So now the Gemara says, Meisvei. We have a kasha on the second version. It says, mitzvah lahagril. It's a mitzvah to do the lottery. This is a brisa. It's a mitzvah to do the lottery. V'im lo higril, and if you didn't do the lottery, kasher, it's still kasher. Meaning, it's not ma'akev. It's a mitzvah. It's in the Torah. They would bother to go do this. However, lo ma'akev, it's not ma'akev. Because it says, lo higril, kasher. Now, Bishlom lahach mishna lahach lishna da marta alibid Rabbi Yehuda kuli almalo pligi de lo ma'akva. According to the first version that we ended off yesterday, that we started today, according to that version, we said that Rabbi Yanai and Rabbi Yochanan both agree that according to Rabbi Yehuda, they both agree that according to Rabbi Yehuda, the lottery is not ma'akev. They both agree with it, it's not ma'akev. Who is the author of this brisa that said that if you don't do the lottery, it's not ma'akev, it's still kosher? That's Rabbi Yehuda. That's Rabbi Yehuda. Right? The first version, the only machlokas was, according to Rabbi Nechemia, who held that everything is ma'akev, how on earth could Rabbi Yochanan say it's not ma'akev? And we answered, he held it's not an avoda. Only avodos. But according to the first version, everybody agreed that Rabbi Yehuda held it's not ma'akev. Everybody agreed to that. Even Rabbi Yanai. So, who's the author of this brisa? Rabbi Yehuda. We're assuming now there are only two people, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nechemia. There's only two Tanoim. And every other Tana lines up with one of these two. So we can't say it's someone else. Only two Tanoim in this discussion. So who is it? It must be Rabbi Yehuda. Ella, Lahach Lishna, according to the version, the Amarta that says, Pligi. According to the second version that says they argue within the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, that means that according to Rabbi Yanai, Rabbi Yehuda holds the lottery is Ma'akev. So according to Rabbi Yanai, who wrote this brisa? That's the Gemini Gemara's Kasha. According to Rabbi Yanai, who wrote this brisa? Rabbi Nechemia certainly didn't write it, because he held everything is Ma'akev. It couldn't have been Rabbi Nechemia, and according to Rabbi Yanai, it can't be Rabbi Yehuda, because since the Torah wrote it twice, it is Ma'akev. So who is the author of this brisa? Mitzvah lahagril, v'im lo higril kasher. It's a mitzvah to do it, and if you didn't do it, it's still okay. Who wrote that? So the Gemara says, top line, on Menon Menalev, El lahach lishna da'amarta pligi, according to the Ikad Yamri that held that Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yanai are arguing in the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, Bishlom alavanta oma lo ma'akva. So if you hold, it's not ma'akev. If you're Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan held the lottery was not ma'akev. Hamani, who's the author of this brisa? Rabbi Yehuda. It's Rabbi Yehuda. Can't be Rabbi Nechemiah, because everybody holds, Rabbi Nechemiah holds it's Ma'akev. Can't be him. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, it could be Rabbi Yehuda. It's no problem. But El Lamanda Amar Ma'akva, according to Rabbi Yanai, who held that even Rabbi Yehuda would agree that this is Ma'akev. Why is it Ma'akev? Because the Torah wrote it twice. Harmani, who's the author of this brisa? Can't be Rabbi Yehuda. Can't be Rabbi Nechemiah. Certainly can't be Rabbi Nechemiah. It can't even be Rabbi Yehuda. So who is it? So to get out of this question, the Gemara is going to say as follows. Tani, not change the brisa, the Mepharshim point out. Doesn't mean change the brisa, but it means read it as if mitzvah lohaniach. No. Doesn't mean mitzvah lahagril, it's a mitzvah to do the lottery. No, it's a mitzvah to place the lottery, the ticket, well, not the ticket, whatever it was, that piece of wood that had Lashem Ladakal, it's a mitzvah to put that piece on top of the animal. And you know what? If you don't do that, it's still okay. That's not Ma'akev. So when it says mitzvah lahagril, it's a mitzvah to place, it's a mitzvah to lahaniach. The word lahagril here means lahaniach, not to take out the word lahagril and exchange it with the word lahaniach, although it's the same bottom line. It's a mitzvah to place it. And if you didn't place it, it's okay. But the actual lottery, of course you have to do it. Of course, according to Rabbi Yanai, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you have to do it. No two ways about it. The Torah wrote it twice. So what does this brisa mean? This brisa is talking about placing it down on top of the animal after you're done with the lottery that you have to do. If you didn't do that, okay, it's okay too. That's not Ma'akev. That's how the Gemara gets out of this problem. Fine. So we've given one, we tried once to disprove the second version, but it was able to withstand. Now the whole daf is Gemara is going to keep on trying. At the end of today, hopefully we'll get there today, the Gemara is going to succeed. But we're going to keep on trying. It's the whole day's Gemara, the whole daf today, is just trying different brises to try to poke holes in the versions of the two of the Gemaras. Okay. Toshma. We'll try again. Mitzvah lahadril. It's a mitzvah to do a lottery. Ulehizvados. And it's also a mitzvah to confess, for the Kohen Gadol to confess by the various karbanos. But I believe this is talking about specifically the, right, Rashi says, Al Seir HaMishtaleach. It's a mitzvah for the Kohen Gadol to confess on behalf of the entire nation about the Seir, the goat that they're going to throw off the cliff. So it's a mitzvah to do both. Lo Hidril below his Vada. If he wasn't, he didn't do both. What if he didn't do either one? Kosher, it's still kosher. Still kosher. You have to do either one. However, if you don't, it's kosher. So again, it's the same exact question. Who wrote this? According to the second version, it certainly cannot be Rabbi Nechemiah, because Rabbi Nechemiah says everything is Ma'akev. Can't be him. What about Rabbi Yehuda? So again, according to Rabbi Yochanan, it can be Rabbi Yehuda, because according to Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yehuda says we're not Ma'akev by Gorot. Doesn't have to happen. But according to Rabbi Yanai, who said that since it's written twice, it has to happen, who's the author of this brisa? Who says if you don't do the lottery, it's still kosher? The vidui is a separate, we're going to get to that on the bottom of Amar Aleph. We're going to come back to the vidui. But in terms of the lot, we're talking about the lottery now. Who holds, according to Rabbi Yanai, who holds that the lottery is not Ma'akev? According to Rabbi Yanai, it's nobody. Now, we had the exact same lashon two lines ago, and we answered, it means to place it on. Now the Gemara is going to say, you can't say that here. And if you want to tell me that it means the same thing we said two lines ago, that it means to place it down, but of course, according to Rabbi Yanai, there is someone, namely, according to Rabbi Yanai, everyone, who holds, you must do the lottery, and when it says the words lahagril over here, it's okay if you don't do it. It's talking about the placing of the lottery, not the drawing of the lottery. You can't say that. You know why? Because that brisa has a seifa with a third person. That brisa all of a sudden brings up Reb Shimon. Ema seifa. Look at the seifa of that brisa. That brisa says as follows. Reb Shimon Omer, Reb Shimon says, Lo Higril, if you didn't do the lottery, kosher, it's kosher. That he agrees. He agrees with that point. But Lo Hitzvada, if you didn't do vidui, puzzle. It's puzzle. Now the Gemara says, what did Reb Shimon mean when he said the word Higril? Did he also mean Lohaniach? Let's see. My Lo Higril, what did Reb Shimon mean when he said, if you don't do a lottery, it's kosher? What did he mean by that? Ilema lo haniach. If he also meant it means don't put it on, if you don't put, you don't have to put it on, is that what he meant? If he held, it also means the placement. Michlal, that would imply the Rav Shimon Savar, the Rav Shimon held Hagrala Ma'akva. The Rav Shimon held that you must do a Hagrala. Why? Because Rav Shimon comes along, you know what? You don't have to do Lahaniyah, that's not Ma'akev. That's not imply that everything else is Ma'akev about the lottery? That you must do the lottery? Okay, they come along, both of them come along to say, by the way, the Lahaniyah, that's not Ma'akev. That you don't have to worry about. But the actual lottery, of course you do. If you want to say that's what Rav Shimon meant, and therefore it's consistent. That's what the Tana Kama meant, that can't be. You know why? Because Vatanya, we learned elsewhere, Mace Echad Mehem. Let's say one of them died. You have the two Seirs. One's going to be brought for a carbon, one's going to be thrown off the cliff. You have two of them. And one of them dies now. So what do? You already did a lottery. Whether it's Ma'akev, whether it's Zamak, you did a lottery. And now one of them died. So what do? You know what you do? Mevi Chaveiro Shalom Ba'Hagrala. So bring another one. Divrei Rav Shimon. As Rav Shimon says, you don't need a lottery. Why? Rashi says, because then you're going to have an extra animal. You're going to draw two more lots. Then you get three animals. You have two, you did the lottery, one died, now you can draw another lottery. Then you get three animals. So what are you going to do with one of them? Lock it up till it dies, let it go to Ibud, let it get a mum. What are you going to do with it? So Rav Shimon says, don't do that. Bring another one. So bring one from the pen, that's all. So what do you think that Rav Shimon holds? Shalom HaGrala, Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon holds that the lottery is not Ma'akev. Because if it was Ma'akev, you would have to do another lottery. You have an extra animal. So you have an extra animal. What could you do? You have to do the lottery. But Rav Shimon suggesting, don't do the lottery. Just bring another animal. He holds that the lottery is not Ma'akev. So when Rav Shimon said that HaGrala is not, that HaGrala, in this Brisa, when Rav Shimon said, HaGrala is not Ma'akev, but Vidui is Ma'akev. What did he mean when he said Hagrala is not Ma'akev? He must have meant actual Hagrala. He couldn't have meant Lohaniyah, just the placing of the... That would imply he holds Hagrala is Ma'akev, and that's not true. So he must have held actual Hagrala. If he held actual Hagrala, that means the Tana Kama also, when he used the same word, he also meant actual Hagrala. We're back with our question. Our question is, according to Rabbi Yanai, according to the second version, who wrote this? Who said this? There's no one left. There's no one, according to Rabbi Yanai, who holds you don't have to do the lottery. It's not Ma'akev. There's no one who holds that, according to Rabbi Yanai. So how could there be a brisa out there that says you could do it? Okay. So the Gemara's answer is as follows: the whole premise of this question is that the word Hagrala used by the Tana Kama and the word Hagrala used by Rav Shimon is the same word. It means the same thing. Now, the Gemara is going to say, that's not necessarily true. According to Rav Shimon, it certainly means lottery. According to the Tana Kama, not necessarily. See what the Gemara says. So the Gemara answers, that Rav Shimon lo yoda maika amri rabbanon. Rav Shimon did not know what the rabbanon meant when they said the word Hagrala. He didn't know what they meant. Did they mean a real lottery, or did they mean the plaything? V'hachi ka amri luhu. And here's what Rav Shimon comes to say. E Hagrala, Hagrala Mamish, if you actually mean a genuine lottery, and that's what you mean, that's not Ma'akev. If that's what you mean, Kamrisu, that's what you're coming to say, so Poligna Alaychu Bechada, then I argue on you in one point. What's my point? I hold Vidui is Ma'akev, and you hold it's not. I agree, then, that if you mean an actual lottery, I hold it. I agree with you. It's not Ma'akev. However, I Hagrala Ka'amrisu Hainu Hanacha. If you mean, when you use the word lottery, you mean Hagrala. You mean the placement. But the lottery is Ma'akev. Then Pligena Alaihu Betarti. Then I disagree with you on two points. First of all, I hold that that's not true. I hold the Hagrala is not Ma'akev. And the second point, I disagree with you about the lottery. I disagree with you about Vidui. You hold the Tana Ma'akev, I hold it is. So, the Tana Kama made a statement. Hagrala is not Ma'akev. What did that mean? We said, it can't mean the placement, because then Rav Shimon would mean it meant the Hagrola, and Rav Shimon doesn't hold that. So the Tana Kama must have meant it means the actual lottery, Kasha on Rav Yanai. Because then according to Rav Yanai, there's no one who offered this. So the Gemara says, not so fast. It could be Rav Shimon didn't know what the Tana Kama was talking about. And it could be that the Tana Kama meant the placement. It's not Ma'akev. But Eina Chanami, the actual lottery, is Ma'akev. And Rav Shimon didn't know what to say, so he said, it depends. If you hold, I agree that Hagrola is not Ma'akev. I agree with that. But I hold that Vidi is Ma'akev. So we thought that the two words of Hagrola, the word of the Tana Kama and the word of Rav Shimon, were the same. Kamash Malan, not necessarily the same. Rav Shimon didn't know what they meant, so he was saying he was covering his bases, but he didn't know what the Tana Kama meant. So the Rav Yanai, we could say that the Tana Kama here could hold that the Hagrola is Ma'akev, like Rav Yanai held. We could still survive and have that be the case. And the Mefarshim point out, that's why Rav Shimon repeats and says, Hagrola is not Ma'akev. Normally, when someone, a Tana Kama says a Shita, and then when the next person's arguing, he'll only mention what he argues on. But here, Rav Shimon reiterates, Hagrola lo Ma'akev. I agree that Hagrola. Why is Rav Shimon repeating that? Rav Shimon should have said, I disagree about the vidui. Why is he repeating about the Hagrola? To drive home the point, I don't know what you mean by that. So I have to cover myself to tell you what I hold it means. I hold it means a Hanacha. What do you hold? I don't know. I don't know what you mean by that word. That word's a very funny word. It could mean two things. I don't know what you mean. So I have to cover myself and repeat myself. And whatever you hold, you hold. So Rabbi Yanai still survives. So far, so good? Okay. The truth is, it gets a little easier now. That was the hardest one.
And Rav Shimon could have been more explicit and said, lo miyach, lo mizvah.
Right. He used that same word. Right. I know. Well, the word, to get out of the first one, they're going to have to say that the word hagrola doesn't mean hagrola. It means lo miyach. Now, once we establish that principle, it can apply to Rav Shimon too. Okay. Tashma, neck. Another try. Now, in order to understand this Gemara, we have to look at the last skinny line in Rashi. The last skinny line in Rashi says, "V'seder avodaschen kachi." This is the order in a broad outline. This is the order of the day that the Yom Kippur was in, that the Kohen Gadol was involved on Yom Kippur. You got it. Last skinny line. Seder avodaschen kachi. Here's the order. The parsha. B'tchila mizvada al hapar. First, he would do vidit on his own par. Then. Vidirishon, the first time he was mizvada on his own par twice, one for himself and his family, second time for all the kahana, and the third vidi was on the Seir Mishleach for the rest of Klal Yisrael. So first he would do the vidi on his own par. That was the first thing he did. V'achakach, then he would run magril al sa'ir. He would then go do the lottery on the sa'ir. Then v'achakach, and after that mizvada al par vidusheni. Then he would run back to the par, do a second vidu. Then v'shachatu. Then he would shech that par. Umachnis kaf umachta. He would take the machta of the coals, v'nosin etzakatoris al ha'ish, bring that into Kodesh Kedoshim. Then v'nosin midam ha'par al ha'kapores. He would then take that blood of the par and sprinkle it on the katoris, or place it on the katoris. V'achakach, and then shochet es ha'seir. Then he would check the seir. But where does the seir mishalech fall into this? The Rashi doesn't mention it because it doesn't involve the Kohen Gadol. Then v'shachet has a ear, v'nosim imenu ala kapores. Then he would apply some of that dam to the kapores. V'achakach nosim midam par ala paroches. Then he would take the blood of the par. He's going back and forth, par to the ear basically. Then he would take the blood of the par and sprinkle it on the paroches. V'achakach midam ha'seir. Then take the dam of the seir on the paroches. V'achakach ma'arev domam. Then he would combine both bloods. V'nosim ala mizbeach ha'panini. And apply that to the inner mizbeach. So it was basically an order of back and forth. So the Gemara is going to say, Toshma, back to the Toshma with a little alibis, Par Ma'akevitz HaSeir. If you do the Seir out of order, it's no good. Par, the order of the Par, is Ma'akev the Seir. Doesn't prevents you from doing the Seir out of order. However, V'Seir ain't Ma'akevitz HaPar. But if you do the Par out of order, no problem. Meaning, if you do the Seir before the Par, I'm sorry. If you do the par before the seir, no problem. That's okay. Now the Gemara explains. And one key point, b'matanot shebifnim. The only time these rules hold true is if it involves the Kodesh Kedoshim. That's when the only time these rules hold true. So now the Gemara says as follows. Bishloma par ma'akev et ha-se'ir. I understand that that means that the par is ma'akev the se'ir. What does that mean? The par that the se'ir can't go out of order. That the akdimei l'se'ir mikamei par. If you did the avoda of the se'ir before the par, lovin v'lo klum, you did nothing. Meaning, whatever is blood you, whatever you're busy with, the par has to come first. Ella se'ir in ma'akev et ha-par. However, if you reversed it and you did some of the par avoda before you did the se'ir avoda, ma'ni, what is that? What exactly did you do? Ilema, if it means you did the akdim matnos par behechel, that you applied the blood of the par mikame matnos to se'ir before you applied the blood of the se'ir bifnim inside the Kodesh Kedoshim, that can't be, because chukah ksiv b'hu. Even Rabbi Yehuda agrees that everything done lifnim must be in order. Everybody agrees inside. All my focus was outside. Inside? That can't be what he thought. That can't be what the bride's neighbor is coming to tell me. Yeah, we assume that's considered the Kodesh. That's the little sin that he mentions. That can't be. Everyone agrees that it has to be done in order. Even Rabbi Yehuda. No shaila about that. That can't be what the bryson means. Ella, what does it mean? Lav, doesn't it mean the akdim matnos par bifnim, that you did the applications of the par mikamei hagrola before you did the lottery? Like we said, you did the vidui, you then went to do the lottery, then he went back to shech the par. So let's say you did the avodas of the par before the lottery. And that's what it means when it says, that's okay. That's okay. Following? That's okay. You did the par bloods before the lottery. You went out of order. No problem. If that's what it means, what does that mean? Umidisidraloma akva. This is a questionable assumption. And by virtue of the fact that the order is not ma'akev, because we're saying if you did it out of order, it's good. Then what? Ikrahagwal namiloma akva. So then the actual whole lottery is not ma'akev. So what do you see? What do you see? That someone holds that the lottery is not ma'akev. But according to Rabbi Yanai, he held, no one holds that. Right? So the Gemara is going to give two answers to this. Before we get to the answer, the Gemara is going to say, no, right? So, right, that's the question. We just established that I can find you a way that the Hagrel is not ma'akev. This price has said it. And according to Rabbi Yanai, nobody holds that. Although, as we said before, Rabbi Shimon does. That's going to be the Gemara's answer. This is Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon said, under no circumstances is the Hagrel Ma'akev. I only mentioned something about the Hanacha. I don't know what you meant, but this is what I meant. Right? So that's the Gemara's. That's going to be one of the Gemara's answers. But this is Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yanai was not talking about Rabbi Shimon. But before we get to that answer, the Gemara says, no, you know what it means? The Akdim Matnas Par V'Mizbeach Mikamei Matnos Seir Behechel. What does it mean that you the akdim matnos par b'mizbeach, you did the mizbeach par mikamei matnos seir behechol before you did the bloods of the seir and the hechol? Therefore, Rabbi Yehuda, and it's Rabbi Yehuda, the Omar devarim hanasim a big day love and bachot lo ma'akvi. So I don't have a kasha because I can get out of it and I can say it's really Rabbi Yehuda, and what you did was you did the par of the mizbeach before you did the seir behechol. So therefore, it's not a kasha, Rabbi Yanai. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. But we said that this condition only applies if it's all bifnim. And we just raised to me is something bachutz. So that can't be pshat. So we're back to our question. Who is the author of this brisa that says that the hagrel is not ma'akev? So the Gemara answers, Elo hamani Rav Shimon, he's Rav Shimon. Shimon, the Amar who said, hagrel lo ma'akev. Right? Rabbi Yanai wasn't talking about Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yanai only mentioned the other two, Rabbi Yehuda and Nechemiah. So Gemara says, V'iba yisema, or la'olam Rabbi Yehudahi. You can even say it's Rabbi Yehuda. How can it be Rabbi Yehuda? According to Rabbi Yanai, he held it's ma'akev, and this person says it's not ma'akev. So the Gemara answers, who said to be sidur lo ma'akva, just because the order's not followed, hagrala mi ma'akva. But the stilatim is still ma'akev. We said, by virtue of the fact that the hagrala can be done out of order, in mistama, the hagrala can be dispensed with as well. Who said that? What? No, we just said over here that you did it out of order. Right, but in this braisa, who's to say that that's the case? Who's to say that's the case? In Echonami, Rabbi Yehuda holds it has to be done in order. Right? What does it have to... What? I'm sorry. Rabbi Yehuda holds it has to be done. Only question is if it's not out of order. Right. Okay, now. V'azdu l'tamayhu. What does that mean? That means as follows. We said before, there was a machlokes between Rabbi Shimon and the anonymous Tana over there, whether or not vidui is ma'akev. Right? Rabbi Shimon said it is, and the other Tana, they said it's not. So now the Gemara says, v'adlu tamayu. This is a very funny way of saying v'adlu tamayu. Normally that means, and the two of them that argue here, argue here. Here, it's only going to be one of them, because only we don't know who that other Tana is. The Gemara here is not going to mention a similar machlokes, where Rabbi Yehuda is consistent, and the other Tana is Rabbi Yehuda. That means that the Tana over here, the Tana Kama, is also Rabbi Yehuda, which could be, but we don't know that. So just the Mefarsha point out, the Va'od L'Tamayu is a little, it's not a usual Va'od L'Tamayu, where you're trying to compare two machlokeses, because you only have one person that we know is the same. But either way, Va'od L'Tamayu, at least Rabbi Shimon's sheet is the same. Rabbi Shimon holds that Vidu is Ma'akev. Where does he get that from? The Tanya. Yamod Chai L'Fnei Hashem L'Chaper Olav. The seir that's going to go to La'azazel has to remain Yomar Chai. It's got to be alive. How long does it have to be alive? What if it drops dead? So at what point can it drop dead and you don't have to bring another one? That's the machlokas here. So Ad Masa Yiyye Zakuk La'amor Chai. How long does it have to remain alive? Ad Shas Mata Domen Shel Chaveiro. As long as, until you apply the blood of the seir that was shechted. Once you did that, they have a connection between the two. Once you did that, it's okay. It could die. That's Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says. Rabbi Shimon Omer, no. Ad shas vidu devarim. Until you do the vidui. You must do the vidui on the seir b'shleach, and it can't die yet. Why? Because they're going to argue that the vidui is ma'akev. Rabbi Shimon holds vidui is ma'akev. It must remain alive while I have a chance to do the vidui. If it dies before then, it's too early. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's not ma'akev. So as long as you did the dam of the seir la'ashem, it's okay. Because he holds, you don't have to do vidui. It's not ma'akev. It's a very nice thing. It's not ma'akev. As the Gemara says, when I come and flick you out to the machlokas, kidetanya lechaper. It says in the pasuk lechaper. What does that mean? The kaper is done in makos of medaver. Rabbi Shimon holds, I'm talking about kapara with words, vidui. V'chinu omer, it says, v'chilo mechaper is hakodesh, and when the kodol finished being mechaper, ma'alahalim bekaparas domim, afkan kaparas domim. That's Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Rabbi Yehuda Shita is, it doesn't necessarily have to be a vidui of devarim. It could even be a vidui of domim. It could be domim. As long as the blood was applied to the Seir Hashem, the Seir Hashem doesn't have to even be alive anymore. I don't have to do anything with it anymore. But Rabbi Shimon Omer, no, lechaper lo bechaper is dam akas bedaber. He's talking about kapar with words. Therefore, the seer must remain alive long enough for the vidit to take place. Why? Because Rabbi Shimon's consistent and he holds that it's ma'akev. Okay, that was a side tangent. Now we get back to the two versions of the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nechemiah. Tashma, another try. Shalu talmidei Rabbi Akiva. The talmidei of Rabbi Akiva. Allah b'smol. Let's say you pull up Hashem's name in your left hand. Mahu shiyachzol yamin. Can you then switch it to your right hand? Because we know that it's better if it's in the right hand. So can you switch it? So Amalahan, he told them, Al titnu b'makom l'tzedukim. Lirdos. Don't give an opportunity for the tzedukim to bother us. How are they going to bother us? Tzibshatim. Rabbi Nechanal says, because you're going to give the impression that there are two powers. And the right-handed power is superior to the left-handed power. So we'll do whatever we can to make sure that Hashem's in the right-handed power. You're going to open the door for the tzedukim to drive us crazy with that. Don't do that. Others say no, that it's going to look like that they're going to make up whatever they want. Really, you should. But if the left hand picks up Hashem, then switch it to the right hand. Like playing games. You're totally not consistent. So don't give the tzaddikim an opportunity to poke fun and to point out inconsistencies in the chachamim's rules. Don't do that. So if it comes up in the left hand, it comes up in the left hand. They weren't worthy. They weren't worthy for the segula. Okay, what can we do? Leave it. Now, taima. The whole reason you can't do this. Why can't you do this? Why can't you put it, switch it to the right hand? Don't give the tzaddikim an opportunity to poke fun. If there would be no tzaddikim, Mahajirinan leg, we would transfer it. It is better. Right? So the whole reason we're not is for a side reason to duke him. Otherwise we would. So wait a minute. Faha Marta, but you said Hagrola Ma'akva. That is Ma'akev the Hagrola. The Kivan de Ma'akv, the Kriyase. And since it's Ma'akev, small Hechid Mahajirinan leg, how could you do this? How could you do that? Forget the Tzedukim. Didn't we say Ma'akev? According to Rabbi Yanai, everyone holds his ma'akev. How could you be switching around? Why did Rabbi Akiva have to come on to the answer that's a dukim? He should have given a much better answer. So Amar Rava says, no, Hachika Amri Allah. This is what they asked him. Hagorol b'smol, if the name of Hashem comes up in the left hand, Maushiach ziru lo ulusi'iru liyamin. You're right. The goat on the left side now was picked for Hashem. So move the goat also. And the ticket. And the lottery. Move the whole thing to the right. So I'm not being ma'akev, I'm not undoing the lottery. I hold from it. It is ma'akev. I'm just, because of the right side, it's more chashuv, I'm going to move everything to the right side. That's what they asked Rabbi Akiva. They weren't trying to undo the lottery. They weren't trying to demonstrate that the lottery is not ma'akev. It certainly is ma'akev. They were just showing, okay, so make a display that you're being ma'akev the right side. And on that, he answered, don't give a tzedukim an opportunity to poke fun. That's what he was referring to.
Really, it's the Hanacha,
right? Right. Fine. What? Two more. Hopefully, we'll finish. Tashma. Another try. Ilu nemar es ha-se'ir asher olav. Had the pasuk only said the se'ir that asher olav hayisi omer, I would have said yenichenu olav. You must place the lottery on top of the animal. I would have thought that. But Talmud Lomar, but it doesn't say Asher Olav. It says Asher Allah Olav. That you picked up Olav. Right, when you write the pasuk that says Asher Allah Olav Achatas V'Asa Doril. Asher Allah Olav Ago V'Asa Achatas. So what's the extra word Allah? The extra word Allah is Kivan Sha'Allah. Once you picked it up, Shuveinu Tzarech. You don't have to do anything else. Lamai, what does that mean? Ilema L'Mitzvah, if it means you don't have to do a mitzvah with placement, michlal the hanacha mitzvah nami lo. There isn't even a mitzvah to do hanacha. There's certainly a mitzvah to do hanacha. El olav, what does it mean? La'akev. There's no. It's not ma'akev to do hanacha. That's not ma'akev. Shma mina the hagrola ma'akva, but the hagrola certainly is ma'akev. By the fact that it says Allah olav hagorel, what do we learn out? That the Hanukkah is not Ma'akev. Can't say the Hanukkah is not a mitzvah. It certainly is. What does it mean? It's not Ma'akev. If you did, okay, you should do it. It's a mitzvah. If you didn't do it, it's not the end of the world. But you certainly should do it. Which implies that that's not Ma'akev, but the Hagrel is Ma'akev. So again, who's the author of this brisa? So Hanukkah lo Ma'akva. So Amar Rabba no Hachik Amar. Ilu Namar Asher Allah Asher Allah. If it wouldn't have that had the word Allah, it would just have had the word Allah. Hayisi Omer, I would have said, what would I have said? Yinichenu Allah, it should be placed there ad shas shchita. Had to be there the whole time. Talmud Lomar Asher Allah. It says on it, Kivan Sha'Allah Shuv Einot Tzarech. Once it's on there, once you did it, it doesn't make a difference what happens afterwards. This is not a taking a stand on the issue of Hagrola, whether or not the lottery is ma'akev. We're not talking about the lottery. We're only talking about the Hanacha. The whole thing we're talking about. Don't make a diuk by the virtue of the fact that Hanacha is ma'akev or not. What does that tell me about Hagrola? It tells me nothing about Hagrola. It's just saying that the Hanacha should be done, and if it falls off and it's not there at the end, it's no big deal. Tashma, last one. It says in the pasuk, at the end of that same pasuk, v'asol chatos. Hagorol asol chatos. The goral makes the lottery, vein Hashem asol chatos. and the name, the calling of them, call it, hey, that one's going to be Lashem, that one's going to be Lazazel. That does not effectuate which one's Lashem, which one's Lazazel. You know what effectuates it? Only the lottery. But it would be a Kavachomer otherwise. In a situation where there is no Goral, for example, when a woman has a baby, she has to bring two birds. One's a Chatas, one's an Ola. Is there a lottery to determine which one's a Chatas and which one's an Ola? No, there is no lottery. They just say, that one's a Chatas, that one's an Ola. They verbalize it. There's no lottery for that. Nevertheless, Kiddush Hashem, verbalizing is effective. So makom shekidesh hagorel. So when there's a gorel, ain't no din shekidesh Hashem. So certainly verbalizing it should work. The answer is no. Verbalizing it does not work. Talmud Lomer va'atzau chatos hagorel atzau chatos. Only the gorel works. Ve'ain Hashem asa chatos. And the Hashem does not work. Designating it does not work. Now that's a sifra. Sifra. Who's sifra? Who wrote the sifra? Top line. Stam sifra mani. Who's stam sifra? Rabbi Yehuda. It's Rabbi Yehuda. Vikotani, and he said straight out in this brisa, in this sifra, hagorel asa chatos. You must have a gorel. Ve'ain Hashem asa chatos. Verbalizing it's not enough. Shema al alma. What do we see? Hagrola ma'akva. Hagrola must be done. Tiyufta demanda amar hagrola ma'akva. That's the kasha on both versions, depending on who, that said that according to Yehuda it's not ma'akev. According to the first version, it's a tiyufta on both of them, and according to the second version, it's a tiyufta on Rabbi Yochanan. You see straight out sifra that hagrola is ma'akev according to Yehuda. Okay, so there's a little bit more of this tomorrow. We pretty much finished it, and then we got to get on to new things. Okay, yeah, just to go over it. It's not that hard. It's hard hearing it for the first time. Go over it again. You'll see it's not that hard. Just say the same point, just being driven home 5 and 6 times.